What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, or these are updates that we would like to see come to the game, such as things like an inventory update, maybe some sort of transportation update. For me personally, an update to the Trident. If that's the kind of thing that's interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. And guys, if you find yourself enjoying what you are listening to, please consider subscribing to it on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on. If you really enjoy it, consider dropping a review. And if you find yourself really, really enjoying it, consider sending it along to a friend who might also enjoy it as well. Maybe you've got a buddy that you like to play Minecraft with and discuss Minecraft updates with, maybe future updates, theories that you've got, ideas that you have for Minecraft, and you have those kind of conversations with somebody, that would be the friend to send this podcast to. Real quick, before I get into the rest of this episode, there's a little bit of housekeeping that I want to address. It's not major, but I do think it's worth talking about. I've been looking recently. I took a look at my reviews on Apple Podcasts. Look, a lot of great positive reviews, and I'm thrilled to see that. I'm so glad that you guys are enjoying the podcast and that leave reviews letting me know. However, any review that is like throwing another podcast under the bus or trashing another podcast, speaking ill of any other podcast at all, or comparing Dig Straight Down to any other show out there, that doesn't really, I'm not really happy when I read that. It makes me feel like there's something that I should say about that. So when you leave reviews, please be kind. Don't compare Dig Straight Down to any other show that's out there. I pretty much like every other Minecraft podcast that is out there. And I would hate for any other Minecraft podcaster to look at my podcast and see their show being trashed in the reviews of my podcast by people who like my show. So please don't do that. And if you see anybody doing that in the reviews of my podcast, just, you know, correct them gently and just say, hey, look, it's all good. There's no reason to say that kind of thing. But that being said, let's go ahead and get into the Q&A segment of this episode. So the Q&A segment, of course, is the segment that I like to turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, by featuring your ideas and creative opinions on anything that has to do with Minecraft. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what would be your solution to make the crossbow better for early and mid-game? Now, a while back, I had discussed how the crossbow is really an awkward weapon in the game. It is a really, really powerful weapon. Honestly, probably one of the most powerful weapons if you have it fully enchanted and are using it the right way. However, it's not a very popular weapon in the community. It's not something that a lot of people love to use. And the reason for that, I believe, is because it's not a good weapon in the early game or the mid game. It really only gets good in the late game. But by that point, people have decided to not use it altogether. And so you don't really see it being used very much. So I wanted to see how you guys would fix this issue. Energy Turtle says, allowing you to let it launch mini TNT. Now, I gotta say, that would probably make it a whole lot more popular. James says, maybe allow for infinity that applies to fireworks, so I'm not wasting any gunpowder. Gunpowder farms are not easy to make on Bedrock Edition. And honestly, I would love to see that as well. I think that it might run the risk of being overpowered, but maybe if you have infinity on your crossbow, you can't also have multi-shot. I can see that possibly being a good thing. Clone 5555 says, I would put a crafting option to add the spyglass to the crossbow. This would buff the range and accuracy of the crossbow, essentially turning it into a sniper. Cool idea. Downtime says, tipping your crossbow instead of your arrows. Maybe one potion per 128 arrows. That might actually be pretty cool to see. Knucklehead says the crossbow needs unique enchants and needs a much higher base damage than the bow. I don't know if I agree with that. I do think the base damage that it does already is pretty good, considering you can use firework rockets for a lot more damage, and the unique enchants are pretty good as well. You have piercing, and you also have multi-shot. Multi-shot being the one that I would consider powerful. But interesting opinion here. Pro says make it easier to craft and make the attack damage more powerful. Again, somebody wanting the crossbow to be more powerful. I think it should be more powerful for the early and mid game, definitely. But by the time you get to late game, it's in pretty good shape as is. Quacky 400 says, just make it so that it does 2 times more damage than a bow, but so that it's not too OP, it still won't have enchantments like infinity. Not a bad idea here, but again, it does use the firework rockets, which makes it pretty powerful. Maybe we need to change something about the firework rockets in order to make the crossbow better. Anselm says, make the damage higher and show the damage when hovering over it in the inventory, making it clear that the crossbow is a good substitute for the bow. Interesting idea here for the tooltip. I think that you can obviously get mods or resource packs for that, but maybe this should be something that is in the vanilla game. John Marshmallow says, if you shoot a mob in the head with a fast-moving shot from a crossbow, it'll get stunned for a few seconds. I like the idea of a stun mechanic. That would be pretty cool. And finally, Miles says, make it fire all projectiles. Yeah, I think making it fire things like splash potions and maybe even ender pearls would be kind of cool. I like that idea. Well, guys, thank you so much for these opinions, and if you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can go to the Discord and do it in the channel that I've dedicated to the Q&A segment, and leave your interaction there, and I'll do my best to read out as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, it's a great place to go and start chatting with other people who also like to listen to this podcast. The link is in the description of this episode if you want to join. Chat with other people who listen to the podcast, talk about Minecraft, Minecraft updates, but also the One Block Challenge. Now, the One Block Challenge is a weekly challenge that I do here on the podcast. Because my schedule kind of changed in the past couple of weeks, this current challenge hasn't been a weekly one, but we're getting back into that. So if you don't know what the One Block Challenge is, all the details are in the description of this episode. Essentially, what I do is I give you guys a theme, and I challenge you to imagine a new block for Minecraft that has something to do with that theme. The theme for this current challenge is metal, so I'm looking for anything that has to do with metal. Now, I will say right off the bat, I have been collecting all of your guys' ideas that have been sent to me already for this challenge, and I will say that most of them are magnets. And that's cool. That's fine. I have no problem with that. Honestly, it could be that when I read all of the winning answers or the winning ideas in Friday's episode, that they are all magnets, and that would be fine with me. But I want to tell you that so that maybe you have a chance to think of something that is not a magnet. Maybe if you want to stand out a little bit from the competition, you could come up with an idea that has nothing to do with magnets. I'm just throwing that out there just to see what happens. It's kind of funny that the ideas come back and they're almost all magnets. Honestly, that's probably one of the things that I would have suggested. So that was pretty fun to see. I'm just glad to see people enjoying this challenge. And I have nothing against magnets at all. I don't think that's a bad idea. I'm just throwing that out there just to see if there's anything else that you guys can come up with. Again, all the details for the challenge are in the description if you want to take part. And submit your ideas to me by Wednesday this week. That is the deadline. So make sure you get it to me before then. All right, guys, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. First of all, I want to address a few things about the podcast. I really did enjoy taking some time off in the past couple of weeks, only doing one episode a week. I really enjoyed that. I feel a lot more refreshed. And I do think that I would like to adjust some things going forward. I will still, for the time being, be releasing daily content on this podcast. But I think that it will change slightly. And the way that it will change is this. Tuesday and Thursday episodes are going to be Q&A segment episode only. So the only thing you're going to have on Tuesdays and Thursdays is the Q&A segment. No extra thing from me. This will help me mentally because I will have less to really script and prepare for the Tuesday and Thursday episodes. And reading emails will be moved to Mondays. Currently, Mondays have been the episodes where I talk about the latest news. But because we're kind of winding down on the development cycle a little bit for Minecraft, that's going to be a little further and farther between. And so I'm going to start reading emails on Mondays if there is no notable news to talk about. So that's what we're going to be doing from now on. Tuesdays and Thursday episodes are going to be shorter, and they're going to only be focused on the Q&A. And everything else is basically going to be the same, except that reading your emails will be moved to Monday episodes. I hope that that's fine with you guys. That's what I'm going to do from now on. I feel like it'll kind of take a lot of the mental load off of me. And yeah, so that's what it's going to be from now on. Speaking of emails, let's go ahead and get into a couple of listener emails here. This first one comes from Brent, and they write, "Hello, Rebel JC, how are you doing? I recently had a great idea that could really improve Minecraft as a whole. I call it the Better Update. Here are a few things I would fix. Tridents." Thank you so much for starting off with tridents. "Make the attack faster and from a distance. They are almost literally spears that are as short as swords right now. Also, add a new enchantment called Reflect that allows you to completely negate damage from a weapon, even a mace, if you attack at the same time as your opponents. Elytra, make them have a new effect. Have them so that when they are shot by a burning arrow, they will catch fire and lose all durability in 10 seconds and cause you to fall from the sky. The water can be put out by landing in water. Or the fire, rather, can be put out by landing in water. This would make Elytra travel much more risky and balance the transportation system in Minecraft. Underground structures, make an above-ground entrance. This would make everything better. Above-ground structures, just give us more. Jungle temples, make them better with more elaborate traps. It would be really cool if they were giant towers up to build level. Thanks for reading my email, and I hope you like my ideas." All right, so first of all, let's talk about these structure ideas. Obviously, for underground structures, having an above-ground entrance, I like this. I don't think it has to be technically an entrance. It just needs to be an indicator. So, for instance, for the lush caves, we have the azalea tree, which is honestly just an oak tree with azalea leaves, and that bugs me to death that we don't have azalea wood, but that's another topic completely. We have an indicator for the lush cave. We also have an indicator for the trail ruins. And we kind of have an indicator for ancient cities. Usually, if you see a giant mountain, you can basically guess that there's probably an ancient city underneath it, even though that's not technically always accurate. But I like the idea of having above ground indicators for underground structures, but not in all cases. I think for the stronghold, the current system works very well. Things that have maps, honestly, the trial chambers, I like the fact that they're going to have maps now that you can trade from a cartographer villager to find a trial chamber. But I do wish that there was at least a beginning chamber that you start in instead of just digging in and finding yourself in the most difficult part of it. I don't like that random approach to it, but I would like it for there to be a some sort of indicator above ground for most, if not all, underground structures, except for the stronghold. I think the way the stronghold works right now is fine. For the above ground structures, obviously more. The argument against it that I've heard is that nobody wants above ground structures in the way because it's kind of messing up the landscape, blah, blah, blah. But my thing is, like, this is a game where you're able to destroy anything if you want to. You could level a mountain if you wanted to, if the mountain was in your way. So if there was like a small structure, it doesn't seem like a big deal. So I think more above ground structures would be fine, especially if they're telling a story, maybe if there are ruins of some sort. I like the idea of more hints at the story of Minecraft. Jungle temples being bigger with more elaborate traps. Obviously, jungle temples need to be updated. Everybody agrees. If they were bigger, that would be fine. Maybe if they just extended deeper into the ground, that would also be okay. But I like the idea of the traps because that's already there as sort of a theme for jungle temples. If the traps were better, I think that that would be more fun, especially if you never know what trap you're going to get. Right now, you know not to go around that corner if you don't want to get hit by an arrow. But if you do get hit by an arrow, not a big deal. But what if you go into a jungle temple and you don't know if it's going to be the arrow trap or a pitfall or something else that's just going to obliterate you? I mean, what if it was a gamble every time? I think that that would be really, really cool. Now, for the elytra, here's what I like about this idea. I like the idea of having it so that elytra are susceptible for environmental risk. So I like this idea of maybe, you know, you get hit by a flaming arrow, maybe you take a dip into lava or something happens, your wings are lit on fire and they just get evaporated and you have to repair them. I like that idea a lot, making the elytra basically really, really fragile. Maybe even if you take, if you collide into something, your elytra take more damage from collisions. And what I also think would be kind of cool is if elytra could be dampened by water. We've talked about this before on the podcast, that maybe flying in the rain would be discouraged because essentially your wings would get soaked through and you would just fall. I think that that would go a long way to making the elytra a little less overpowered. So great idea there. And for the tridents, making them attack faster and from a distance, I do think that they already kind of have a longer reach than axes and swords. Maybe not, but I do know in the Java Edition combat tests, they have like a, oh goodness, they have a long reach. Can't remember exactly how long, but it's much longer than a sword or an axe. So that is something that Mojang was already thinking about. And I do like this enchantment called Reflect. It kind of goes hand in hand with the mace. The mace being having an enchantment that deals damage no matter how much armor you have. It ignores armor. This would sort of be an answer to that, so that if you time your attack just right, you can negate their attack on you. That's kind of a cool idea, so I really like that a lot. So thank you so much, Brent, for this email. It's a really good one, and I like all of your ideas, honestly. All right, the next email comes from Micaiah. Micaiah says, "Hi, Rebel. I have invented a way to explain all the unobvious things in Minecraft. Hieroglyphics. In a desert temple, above all the suspicious sand there would be a hieroglyphic block. On the sand-like block, there would be a simple image of a player holding a brush near some sand. This would show you that you need to brush the suspicious sand." The suspicious sand. That's such a hard thing to say. This would show you that you need to brush the suspicious sand. Once you have done that, the chamber below would be repurposed as a hieroglyph room. On its walls would be a ton of hieroglyphic blocks with simple pictures depicting things such as how to duplicate the allay, how to make another portal, how to get to an end portal, and things such as these. I think that this would be a great addition to Minecraft and fit in the desert temples nicely. Hope you like my idea, Micaiah." Micaiah, I love this idea. Now, to be honest, if I were going to redesign Minecraft so that there would be hints in the game, I would probably use advancements and achievements. But this idea is really, really good as well. I'm essentially thinking about like a new set of blocks, these hieroglyphic blocks, with certain things that give you hints as to how to do certain things. And you could use these blocks as decoration, or you could use them to learn how to play the game if you're just a completely fresh player. And maybe this would give you an incentive to go and visit desert temples, maybe even desert wells, and find these blocks and collect them all. And as you collect them, you are learning how to play these parts of the games that are unobvious, like you said, these parts of the games that you would never really think that this is something that you have to do. You basically have a block with a picture showing you how to do that thing. That is an excellent idea. It fits into so many parts of Minecraft: exploration, collecting, learning how to play the game, and building. This is something that people would want to collect to build with. I love this idea so much. So thank you so much for this email, and great. great idea. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions and comments and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.